Officially, Governor Mike Dunleavy is neutral on the Pebble Mine. But a letter he wrote to a potential investor in the controversial project calls his neutrality into question.
It's like a PR letter from Pebble.
That's Pebble opponent Norm Van Vactor's reaction to the letter Dunleavy wrote last month to the CEO of a Canadian company called Wheaton Precious Metals. The governor said he'd seen a letter Wheaton received from the Natural Resources Defense Council. The environmental group, along with Bristol Bay tribal leaders and commercial fishermen, pressed Wheaton not to invest in Pebble, which would be built at the headwaters of rivers that flow into the bay. Dunleavy wrote Wheaton that the state has a keen interest in the project as the landowner. He wrote, quote, "I want to assure you the state will stand by those who invest in Alaska." Once the appropriate permits are granted, the governor wrote, "I am equally committed to removing obstacles that would hinder immediate construction." Dunleavy invited the potential Pebble backer to call or meet him to discuss the company's investment in Alaska. Norm Van Vactor is president of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, which is staunchly opposed to Pebble. He zeroed in on a particular sentence in the letter.
In his last paragraph, "I understand your potential investment will be structured to financially support Pebble's completion of the permitting process."
Van Vactor says that level of detail suggests Dunleavy is overly involved in Pebble's quest for investors.
It's just like, holy smokes, you know, where does it stop? I mean, is he the governor of the Pebble Partnership, or is he the governor of the state of Alaska, and should he be at all considering the concerns of the people of Bristol Bay?
Dunleavy spokesman Matt Shuckrow says he does not know exactly how Dunleavy learned of the NRDC letter to Wheaton.
From time to time, these things do cross across the governor's eyes and desk.
Shuckrow says the governor's point was not so much to support Pebble as to counter the tactics environmental groups use to discourage investment in Alaska.
For outside organizations that make veiled threats at potential investors, the governor is wanting to send a message that Alaska is open for business.
Pebble Partnership did not respond to an inquiry about the governor's letter this afternoon. The company is seeking a permit under the Federal Clean Water Act. If it's granted, Pebble would still have to obtain state permits and the approval of the Alaska legislature.